This is Gamercast episode 351, Gamescom. This is the show recorded on the 27th of August 2013. Yeah, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, indeed.
Hello.
So Gamescom happened.
Lunch, dinner, whenever.
Burger time. Doesn't say burger time, does it? Oh, it says burger time at the bottom, cutting.
Boom.
Yeah, the one thing I was looking forward to, or hoping for, was like an announcement for the date of the Xbox One.
Xbox One!
Like, I mean, I know you don't really care about when it comes out, but...
Next year, hopefully.
I like to plan things. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to get this and this and this, and it'll come out this day, which is either before when I get paid or after when I get paid.
When I get paid is irrelevant. The joint account's paying for it.
I know, but I like to plan ahead with things, and then know as well, of course.
I get paid in...
I like to know when I'm going to be going to a midnight launch. Yeah, I'll go to midnight launch and then unbox it when I get home.
Oh yeah, straight away, because there won't be enough unboxings for it.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, I do it with other stuff, don't I? Whenever I go to midnight launch.
Nope.
I need to stop the screen from turning off so quickly.
Well, maybe if you go to power options. Power options. Anyway, let's get a move on, because we've got so much stuff from Gamescom to talk about. We're not doing Name That Game this week, simply because otherwise the show would be like 10 minutes longer, and it's long enough as it is.
Mm.
Be warned. Be warned, I'm probably going to just go away and let Catherine blabber on. So yeah.
Now for the news.
Right, Catherine. So, first up, GTA 5 news.
Yes.
GTA 5 is a game coming out next month.
It is coming out next month. It's crazy that it comes out so 17th soon.
17th of September.
Is it?
That's 3 weeks exactly.
Rockstar have announced a couple of things to do with the collector's edition. So for anyone who's pre-ordering it, and the special editions, by the way. So there's some things which are collector's edition only, and some which are standard, special edition. Is that the game-only one, the special edition?
Mm-hmm.
And their game's got an exclusive one, haven't they, I think?
That's me.
So, yeah, they've added additional weapons. I'm not really going to go into detail. Bonus outfits, tattoos, and more. Then also for the collector's editions, you get custom characters for GTA Online, which includes... Nico.
Skin.
Claude from 3. Oh, yeah. And Misty as well from GTA 3. So that's kind of cool. You're also getting a special ability boost. This is in the special, as well as stunt plane trials. As well as that, you get unique vehicles and garage property for the collection as well. So you get a Carbon RS sports bike and a hot knife, which is like a hot rod. Which is called a hot knife. And you also get a high-end chameleon electric car.
Oh, great.
For GTA Online only. So, yeah, that's cool. So, just a few more announcements on DLC stuff, really, for anyone who's pre-ordered the game. Autonauts, we mentioned this last week, I think it was, and it was that they launched a Kickstarter for their next expansion for Autonauts, and they've made their money within a week, which is quite cool.
In a week?
They only needed 125 Boom. Grand... to make it. So obviously they're gonna, you know, meet their stretch goals and probably make a bit more. Rome 2 news. So Creative Assembly have announced that alongside paid for DLC, they plan to support players with regular free content and feature updates. Have I got a list of what they've said? No. I mean, they've already said that they've got the Greek States Culture Pack for free.
Rome 2
when pre-ordering from participating retailers.
It's next week.
It is.
Be warned.
Oh, there you go. So there's the Pontus faction, which is day one, free. Then in October, they're adding the Seleucid Empire to their playable faction roster for free, and the Nomadic Tribes Culture Pack featuring the Royal Scythians. Roxolani and Massagate as DLC. That bases, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Yeah, as Paul said, you know, it's out September 3rd, so very, very soon. As well as that, they also announced, if you pre-purchase it on Steam, they're doing some fancy stuff as well.
It's not too bad on Steam. It's not that expensive. Steam are obviously pushing it more than usual.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, the thing is, of course,
£30.
Oh, they knocked it down. Yeah, because they're always advertising the sales, aren't they? Usually. I imagine they must do fairly well. Because the thing is, like, of course, the Total War series are a big strategy game franchise as such. And, you know, if people are like, oh, I loved playing Rome back when I had my crappy old PC. Oh, look, Rome's on Steam. Oh, I should buy that. Oh, it looks really old. How about Rome 2? Oh, look, that's cool. And so on and so on. Along those lines. Dark Souls 2. Namco have announced that they're doing a special closed beta for Dark Souls 2. Which is kind of interesting, because you don't get them that much when it's kind of a console-based game. Of course, it's coming out for PC, but it doesn't state this beta testing is for PC only. They're posting about it on their Facebook page from September 5th, where you can register and hopefully get in on their closed beta. I guess they just want to make sure it's not too hard, but hard enough for people to enjoy. Dark Souls 2 is, of course, coming out next year on current-gen consoles, so PS3, Xbox 360, and Windows. Well, of course, you can always say that PCs are next-gen as well, can't you? Because they are pretty good. Well, depending on your spec, of course. Next up, Muramasa Rebirth. So, Muramasa is a game that came out on the Nintendo Wii quite a few years ago now. I remember them having it at MCM 1 year. 4 years ago? Would it be 4 years ago? Maybe less than that. 3 years ago? Or two? I don't know. I don't know how old it is. But Rebirth is them re-releasing it on the PlayStation Vita. It's already been released in America. And they've now announced that it's coming out in Europe. In the fall. I'm pretty sure I read October somewhere. But maybe I'm making that up in my head. So they've upped the graphics on it, so tweaked the knobs and whatnot. Muramasa was a really pretty game on the Wii. Of course, the Wii's not the best when you're talking resolutions. And the Vita, of course, has a really nice screen. So they've done their best to make the colours and the art look as good as possible on the Vita screen. It's got downloadable scenarios. They're allowing you to remap buttons. And there's two different modes of play for it. So hack and slash or special abilities as a main control kind of thing. So that's nice. I don't know if they've actually confirmed it for Europe yet. But I know people were looking forward to it. Because of course you can import it with the Vita being region free. But you know, what's the point of importing something if it might actually come out in your country? Game have announced that they're doing pre-orders for the Skylanders Swap Force Dark Edition Starter Pack. So the Dark Edition Starter Pack. So is that like a special thing then? I guess there's the regular edition as well. But with the Dark Edition you get the game, a portal of power. So do they change the portals of power? Do they like look different? Or are they always the same?
Yeah, so Swap Force requires a new portal.
Oh, because of the magnets.
Because of the
swap-ins. They're pulling them apart. And put them together. You get 5 Dark Edition Skylanders figures, a mega character poster, 5 sticker sheets with secret codes, and 5 trading cards as well. So is there a trading card game with it, or are those cards somehow used with the game? Do you know? Because you get cards with all the figures, don't you? Okay, I'm sorry, I thought you might know a bit more about Skylanders than I do. Don't know why. Yeah. Oh, and that's cool. I think he's the cool tentacle guy. So the 5 characters you get the washbuckler. Well, they're dark ones. Dark washbuckler, the dark blast zone, dark stealth elf. That's horrible to say. Dark spyro and dark slobbertooth. And also customers that pre-order the Star Pack, either the Dark Edition or the regular, will receive a new free Lightcore Hex Skylander figure.
Lightcore Hex?
While stocks last.
Lightcore, the ones that light up.
Oh, yeah. And Skylander Sword Force is coming out on Wii, Wii U, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3.
And Xbox One. And 3DS. And PS4.
It's a bit weird that this doesn't state that. Or maybe the Dark Edition, maybe the Dark packs Edition only for those.
Whatever.
Okay. XCOM whatever. Enemy Within has been...
cancelled.
No. Well, so XCOM Enemy Unknown came out... Was that last... No, was that the start of this year around?
It was young school, wasn't it?
Was it like March, or am I making that up? Or was it last year?
It was last year, wasn't it?
Was it last year? So yeah, they released XCOM Enemy Unknown last year or whatever, and they've decided to make XCOM Enemy Within as well now. So Firaxis once again making it.
Firaxis. Sid Meier. What's going down in Groovetown?
It's coming out on... Oh, is that an American date? That is an American date. November 15th, for those in Europe, on Windows, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Macintosh. Enemy Within includes new soldier abilities, gene mods and mechs, new weapons and equipment, new enemy threats, new strategic resource, new tactical challenges and maps, and new multiplayer maps as well. Actually, that's quite cool. I'm sure that'll make XCOM fans happy. Especially because they're probably like, I don't want this third-person shooter tactical game that just came out. Although, I don't think it's been doing as bad as I thought it would have been, but interesting. World of Tanks Xbox 360 Edition. You can apply for its beta now. And they're releasing access tokens to registrants on a weekly basis. So you go to worldoftanks.com/Xbox, and they're doing it for North America and Europe. And you can get it on the beta if you want to give that a go. So that's cool. I mean, I know you've played a little bit of World of Tanks now. Would you actually play it on 360? Would you consider that, or would you just still play on PC?
So this is obviously a very, very important question. Would I play it on a console rather than my computer? Let's just say I wouldn't think it would translate very well to the low-res console, because it requires, you know, fine detail, and you need to be able to see. You don't want this big mush of, like, giant pixels in the screen, do you? Xbox One, I think it might be a viable option, because they could get it running at 1080p. 360, what's that going to be? 720p, if you're lucky? Like, the PC one, so much of about it is, like, sniping from halfway across the map that, you know... Yeah, so unless they, like, shrink the maps down for the console version and get rid of the maps where there's long-distance sniping and stuff... And yeah, just have up close stuff. But I mean, it's more of a PC. It plays like a PC game. If a console tank game would be this lame arcade game where you drive around like Call of Duty, but in a tank rather than a person, and it would play exactly the same. It would feel the same. The turret would swing around really fast.
In Call of Duty.
Like the tanks in World of Tanks, they are slow unless you upgrade them. You know, it's so yeah. I obviously, if you don't have a PC,
and you'd like to give it a go.
And you like tanks, yeah, it's sure, it's an option. But if you want the best experience, unquestionably, the PC is the ultimate platform.
Okay. But yeah, if you're interested in playing the console version, you can sign up for the beta and see if you can get in and give it a go and see what you think. I mean, it's going to be free to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free to... Well, you need a gold subscription.
Yeah, you need a gold subscription, so you need to be an Xbox Live Gold member. But otherwise, yeah, you'll be able to give it a go. Or you can just wait for it to come out and see what you think if you've got a gold subscription.
It's an alright game. I just hope MechWarrior Online comes out on Xbox One and that they're on the same flipping maps as me.
Do you think they'd do that?
Well, it's Microsoft own MechWarrior, so if it's going to come out on a console, it'll have to be exclusive to Xbox. Mm. But, I mean, I don't really know if Piranha have the manpower to do a console port, considering the console port would set off at a much slower sort of pace in the PC, where they can hit running with, like, you know, a million people playing it. Maybe a few years down the line. And then I just have to make pre-mades. Get all my friends on, hey, you're a PC gamer, join my cool group. and then we spawn in half the other teams on a console. Boom, blown away.
Okay, so next up, I'm kind of going over which, well, the things that were pretty much announced at the Sony conference at Gamescom. So it was very Vita focused for once, considering at E3 they hardly spoke about the Vita and they've been ignoring it. And
the trouble with the Vita is
it's made people think, oh, is it just going to disappear?
There's no retail presence for it. It's sort of very well had all these games for download, but people don't know
about
them.
Well, that's the thing, because if you notice, if you look at the games they've announced, they are downloadable titles, because obviously they're thinking, shoot, we can't. We've not got this presence that we need. Like, you go in some stores and you'll be lucky if you see Vita games.
Yeah, and you go in stores that stock it. Like, our local game store has, what, 6 Vita games? And all of those are, like, games you already played 5 or 6 years ago on the PC.
There's just not enough box titles. But yeah, so they've announced downloadable stuff. So we've got Velocity 2X. This is the, I suppose, sequel to Velocity, which was a very nice PSP title. So that's really cool. The character looks really cool now. You should check out their Facebook page. I think they've got her as the cover photo. She looks edgy, I guess you could say. But I think it's a nice style. I'm just kind of going to announce all of these and just maybe briefly mention them, like about them. Because there's a lot, and this is the main portion of the show in a way. So Broken Sword, The Serpent's Curse has been announced to be coming out on Vita. So this is really cool. I backed Broken Sword. I love the Broken Sword games. However, I backed a Broken Sword game for PC. I didn't back a Vita version. So I will be playing it on PC because I'll get my copy on PC. But it's really nice that they're releasing it on Vita. Broken Sword is the kind of game that can work on handheld. And of course, Broken Sword can very nicely work on a touchscreen as well. So I'll enjoy playing it on my computer, really, though. Because it's a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, you don't want to play that on a console.
But what's really cool as well is they mentioned as well... of course, I think it was supposed to be out earlier. I might be wrong in thinking this. But it's coming out late this year on Windows, Macintosh, Linux, iOS, Android, and PlayStation Vita. So I'm looking forward to that game coming out.
So they're releasing it on a couple of platforms then?
Well, the thing is, when they originally did it for the Kickstarter, it was just like... Well, all of them, minus PlayStation Vita, really. And they just randomly announced it and released a trailer, which was really cool. They announced Big Fest, which is a festival simulator. So music festival, I suppose I should say music festival simulator.
Yeah.
It looks kind of interesting, but if you're not into music festival stuff...
And you're not into indie crap music.
And if you're not into indie bands you haven't heard of, this might not be for you. Like, as a simulator, it might work out quite nicely, I imagine, because I would like to think you're still doing things like, you know, facilities, food, and all that kind of stuff. Like, in the trailer, you see all these bubbles across people's heads and what they want, and they listen to the music. You pick the band. It's really nice. I think I need to be a little bit more into festival-type stuff and music to enjoy it, but I do also like kind of indie bands and stuff like that. So I think that's really nice. Come out on the PlayStation Vita. Arrowhead have announced Helldivers. So Arrowhead are the people that made Magicka and the Showdown Effect, and they're now making a top-down squad shooter. It looks kind of cool. It's got a nice space feel about it, and it's going to be on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita, and PlayStation 4, and have cross-play between them. I think it looks quite interesting. You can check out a trailer for it. It's quite different, of course, to the games that they've made in the past, but then a lot of these games seem to be that kind of, not edge, but that kind of vein. Then you got Murasaki Baby, which is what I would call like a little interesting platformer for PlayStation Vita, interacting with the environment using the touchscreen. Interesting characters, her mouth at the top of the head. It's kind of weird looking, but also quite cute, and you kind of feel sorry for the character at times when you watch the trailer. So that looks quite cool. Then Flowers being released on PlayStation Vita as well. Flowers, of course, the PSN title that was released a while ago now. And then PlayStation Vita Pets, which is... It looks like just dogs from the trailer, but it's kind of like Nintendogs, but the dogs talk.
Yeah,
express emotions.
Are you serious?
Now, I thought at first it was just the trailer and someone was supposed to be talking and sounding weird, but the dogs themselves talk. So the dog's like... Oh, that looks really interesting over there. I'm going to go over that hole.
What, speech bubble or actually talk?
No, talking. Their mouths move. And so, like, you can dress up your dogs as well in clothing. I mean, it's just them doing a pets game. There's not really anything like it for the Vita as it is. So, yeah, PlayStation Vita Pets. Then Gravity Crash Ultra was also announced for PlayStation Vita. This is a re-release of the PlayStation 3 PSN version that was made back in... 4 years? 4 years ago? So, what is that? 2009, maybe? So yeah, they're re-releasing that. Why have I got two dates in that? 2013 portable release. That says 2014. Either way, they've revamped it to make it look a little bit different here and there and stuff. Done some changes as well. Then Resogun was announced, which is the new game from the Super Stardust HD people. They're called Housemarque OY. So think Stardust, except instead of being on a round planet that you're kind of going around and staying within its atmosphere, it's more like the cylindrical gameplay style of Klonoa, if anyone's ever played it, at least the first game, or what some of the levels in the first game, I suppose it's mainly the boss fights, but some of the levels have it as well. So you're on a cylinder and you're going around. Lots of games have done in the past. So Stardust style graphics, very VFX-y and colourful and exploding, and going around in a circle. That's PlayStation 4 for PlayStation Network. These are, of course, downloadable games. Rhyme was announced. This is the new game from Tequila... No. I forgot the name already. The people that made Dead... thingy on the...
Dead Island.
No. On
Dead
the,
Rising.
No. The downloadable Left 4 game. Dead. Downloadable game on Xbox Live Arcade.
Dead. You're going to be dead.
Dead.
You're dead.
I got the internet open. Oh, I feel really bad that I've forgotten their name. Have I closed it? There is. That was weird. I feel really bad.
Well, it's because you have the store open and that's only landscape.
Okay.
So your swipiness was up here.
Yeah. So Rhyme kind of looks like a mix between Ico and Wind Waker. It's got Wind Waker style vision visuals to it. And then you've got kind of the isolated character. Although, of course, in Ico you've got the girl as well. Isolated character with what seems like some form of shadow creatures. It looks quite interesting. Could be nice. Depends on seeing some more, and it's quite different, of course, to their first game, Dead. I feel really bad for forgetting what it's called. And must kind of find out. That's a PlayStation 4 only game. So I've kind of grouped these in orders. Rhyme. Why can't I search for Rhyme and find out the game? Ooh, that's loud. Rhyme. He thinks I'm trying to spell Rhyme, but incorrectly.
Well, that's... crappy cramp for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I did watch trailers for all these games. By the way, just saying. Because usually I'll forget to... but I didn't this time around. It's okay, I found out. Why would you talk about a game and not say who made it? Screw it. Looks really nice. Tequila Studios or something like that. Then Everybody's Gone to the Rapture was announced, which is the new game from the Chinese Room, and is a sequel to Dear Esther, which was a PC-only game. This sounds interesting. It's set in 1984. Some kind of disaster or something has just happened. And it looks like you're going to be alone and kind of exploring the environment, which is what Dear Esther is. They've announced this is only PS4 and that they're currently not looking at a PC release. Although presumably down the line, I'm sure once Exclusivity disappears, they'll release it on Steam or something like that. Because Dear Esther did quite well, I believe. And I would like to buy this game, because I think it looks quite interesting. Shadow of the Beast was announced, which is a remake of the original Shadow of the Beast, which was an Amiga game, I believe. It's a kind of hack and slashy style game, PlayStation 4 only. And then War Thunder was announced. Well, War Thunder had already been announced. Sorry. And they've kind of just done a few announcements for it. So, like, it supports cross-platform battles. So you'll be able to play it on PC as well as PS4. I think Charlotte played this at E3 or saw some of it. But it's like an MMO combat game. And they're quite happy with it. I'm sure I read somewhere that it's like potentially a launch game, or it's launching with the PS4. But it doesn't say that there. So I'm like making stuff up in my head. So yeah, another PS4 thing. And then they kind of said about this at the Sony conference about Watch Dogs, although kind of it's a mixture of things, because it's about Watch Dogs, but is the fact as well that, I don't know, I guess Ubisoft didn't have a conference of their own, so I suppose they decided to go without Sony's. But they've announced that they're doing a feature film based off Watch Dogs. I think Sony also announced they're doing a Gran Turismo film as well, if I remember right.
Great.
Yeah. So yeah, a Watch Dogs film. Who knows what will happen with that? Depends on what the game's like, I suppose. Put my pre-order down the day. Was that yesterday? That was yesterday, actually. I have no recollection of time right now. Dungeon Keeper is being brought back to life. So EA have announced that they're releasing Dungeon Keeper for iOS and other mobile devices this winter. It's kind of Dungeon Keeper-y, I suppose, in a way. It's kind of like a strategic tower defense. At least that's what they've done with the franchise. So yeah, that'll be out later this year. EA also spoke a little bit about Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. What does that mean?
What?
I don't know. You check about. I'm sorry. So yeah, of course, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is coming out first on Xbox One and Xbox 360.
The
game's coming out spring next year. They showed a few things off. But the new features that they kind of showcased, things like 24-player multiplayer, 4-player online co-op, customization of your plants through kind of look and hundreds of unique items.
Let me guess, that's microtransactions.
Who knows, it might be a mixture, really. Maybe you'll get stuff from playing the game. Oh, look, I got a hat that I can put on my zombie.
Oh, great, now my TF2 guys are in it.
Actually,
as well.
But then again, you're not playing as zombies, are you? You're playing as
plants.
Plants.
Or a gardener.
There's two exclusive modes for Xbox One, which is two-player split-screen co-op mode, and Kinect and Xbox Smart Glass gameplay in boss mode. Okay, so this is like a Dungeon Master-style game. From the sounds of it, you command the battlefield from above in a Crazy Dave's RV or Dr. Zomboss's blimp-style way.
Fun.
War of the Vikings, you can apply for its alpha if you would like to give it a play. You can go on the website and sign up and see if you get in. Like we said last week or whenever we spoke about it, you know, think of War of the Roses but with Vikings. Outlast, which I believe we've already mentioned, is coming out September 4th, so that's actually quite soon. If you pre-order it, you can get, I think, 20% off the price of it. Which is quite nice if you want to save a little bit of money. $11.99 if it's still for that price. I think it'll probably be still for that price up until like a day or so beforehand, so you've still got a little bit of time usually. But it'll be $14.99 otherwise, but you'll be able to download it digitally off Steam. So Microsoft stuff, they announced a new Fable game at Gamescom called Fable Legends. It's not what I would have expected from a new Fable game to be announced for the Xbox One. But saying that, it still sounds interesting. So what it is a four-player cooperative kind of affair, I suppose, like a combat kind of game, but from what they've shown, it's a teaser, so it's really hard to gather what they're trying to do with the game. I imagine it'll be still Fable-style combat. I don't think it'll be like Fable Heroes, especially because their trailer is more on the serious side of things as opposed to the kind of cutesy stuff that they did before. The only thing they've really kind of added to it, well, the thing they've added to it to make, try and make it a bit different, is one of the players, if they wish, can be the villain. So you can be a dungeon master and place enemies and stuff for your friends to defeat. Which is what Dungeon Land did quite recently, and of course games have been doing for years, because it's the whole kind of dungeon master style thing, you know, from D&D and all that kind of stuff. But it looks interesting. I wanted a Fable 4, like The Witcher 3 kind of thing. So a massive, massive Fable game with no loading and stuff like that.
That'd be really nice. I don't know if Lionhead can pull that off.
No. It depends, I suppose. So one thing they did say as well about Fable Legends is that it's online only. Because...
What? I need the internet.
But you can play with AI companions as well.
AI.
Who knows how good they'll be. Maybe they'll use the server-side stuff to learn your playstyles. I don't know. Who knows? No, like the dry avatar. Is it? What other things can do that too? They've announced the Xbox One lineup of games that are coming out on launch. Some of them quite cool, I think. Some I didn't expect. FIFA,
Call of Duty, yeah.
So their launch lineup, which includes, of course, games which come out around that time anyway. So we've got Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, Battlefield 4, Call of Duty Ghosts, Crimson Dragon, digital only, Dead Rising 3, FIFA 14.
Yes. Funny story. The other day I was listening to a podcast, some American podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Guess how they pronounced FIFA?
FIFA.
FIFA 14.
Oh, my God, I was right.
Yeah, I was just like, Jesus. Apparently it's big in Europe. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
At least I know how to pronounce Medin.
Medin?
Medin. Medin.
Oh, I'm screwing this up.
You need awesome. OneNote. You need OneNote MX on
that. I do. I'll sort it out. So yeah, where did I get to? FIFA 14, Fighter Within, which is a Ubisoft game. Forza 5. Have you seen my thing?
You're messing up the show.
Yeah, I was trying to delete the one above.
What are we deleting?
FIFA.
You want to delete FIFA?
I don't really like. I don't know football stuff. Fighter Within, Forza 5, Just Dance 2014. So you've got an exercise game. You've actually got two exercise-y games coming out for it. Killer Instinct, which Microsoft said today as the best demo ever, or something like that, saying it's not free to play, it's the best demo, or the biggest demo, or something like that. Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Demo for what?
They're saying Killer Instinct is just Instinct a massive demo.
Two?
No, they're just saying it's something free, but then the character's supposed to be pay for download.
It's one of these microtransaction games.
Loco Cycle, which is a digital game. This was announced for the 360 arcade platform, if you call it that. 2 years ago, a year ago, something like that? No, was it 2 years ago now? No, it must have been last year. and this is made by Twisted Pixel, the guys that did Splosion Man.
Splosion Man.
And Ms. Splosion Man. Ms.
Splosion Man.
Madden NFL 25, NBA 2K14, NBA Live 14. So you've got the two rivals 2K against each other.
NBA, yeah.
Need for Speed Rivals, Peggle 2, which is downloadable. Rise, Power Star Golf, Rise Son of Rome, Skylanders Swap Force, Watch Dogs, Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah.
And Zumba Fitness World Party. Zoo Tycoon's looking pretty cool.
Do you know what else is looking pretty cool?
What?
The Day One Edition box art for Rise, Forza, and Dead Rising 3. It looks really nice.
That's why I put it in there. I was just like, oh, I like the looks of that.
Yeah, it's making me want to buy it.
Well, I'll get Dead Rising anyway.
Forza's not bad, and Rise, we could tolerate that.
So, Zoo Tycoon's looking cool. We've got a video that you can watch up on the website. which shows a little bit about the parks and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we didn't think it was going to be a launch title, did we? Did you think it was going to be a launch title?
I thought it was one of these games that might come out at some point.
Well, yeah, because like the lack of stuff they've shown on it and said about it.
And then suddenly David Braben parachutes in and saves the day.
Yeah.
With his demo.
Of his, what, first-person zoo game?
Of his first-person Call of Duty zoo game. Even though it's third-person.
So yeah, it's third-person and you can look from above.
And he called it first.
Yeah. But it looks quite interesting. As well as that...
Zoo Tycoon is actually like one of the main games I'm looking forward to. I don't know if I'm actually going to buy it, but if it was like cheap, you know, yeah, I'll play that. I like Zoo Tycoon. I like building zoos, although obviously it's been dumbed down for the console nabs.
So yeah,
I'm not buying it.
Oh, okay.
You can buy it and I'll play it.
Okay. Yeah, they also announced that their day one editions, which are sold out in some stores and selling out fast in other stores.
Day one consoles are gone everywhere, aren't they?
I think, what was it? I think I saw GameStop.
What, America?
No, the UK.
So one tiny little warehouse.
Well,
yeah.
A warehouse and stores in Ireland, don't forget. They've got them over there. Posted saying they're almost sold out on Facebook, I think it was. So yeah, if you find a store where they're not sold out, so I don't know if you can still buy them off the Microsoft store, maybe. They come bundled
you
with...
You could, it's a Monday.
Yeah.
So yesterday.
All day one consoles in Europe will include a free copy of FIFA 14.
FIFA 14.
Because, of course, to be fair, like, I'm not being silly when I say it is massively popular in the UK. So many people play Forza. I mean, I imagine it's just as big in Europe as it is in the UK, because everyone loves football.
And Americans don't even know how to pronounce it. Retards.
So they announced that, and Microsoft also announced that Game are doing a special Call of Duty Ghost Bundle. However, the Call of Duty Ghost Bundle is not a day one edition, is it? It's just a... Oh, okay. So you don't get FIFA with it, but what you do get is some bonus exclusive content, which is exclusive to Xbox One.
Bonus.
So to bring in those COD players and the FIFA players.
FIFA.
Microsoft also announced today, confirmed their day one editions of their games. Slightly weird that it's only three of them, I guess. Do I find that weird? I mean, they already said which games were having day one editions anyway.
Well, they're the biggest first party games.
They are.
And exclusive games.
They are exclusive. The Forza Day 1 edition will have three cars in it. You get a 2010 Audi TT RS Coupe, 2013 Ford Focus ST, and a 2011 Lamborghini Gallardo. And it's got lots of other letters after it. They've got a little picture of a little car.
It's a car.
With some Xbox One stuff on it. And it says 2010. And then for Dead Rising, they give you... It's weird. It all comes... Actually, no, this is only in twos. It's not threes. So for Dead Rising 3, you get a Frank West outfit.
And Chuck Green.
And a slugger weapon, so baseball bat. And you get Chuck Green outfit.
Chuck Green.
With the paddle saw combo weapon as well. And they also have their own perks for different things if you wear their costume. But of course, it's Nick dressed as them, so he looks a bit weird as Frank West. And then for Rise. You get access to an exclusive gladiator mode and an exclusive sword add-on. So you get the Legionnaire's Trust exclusive sword and Ruins. Which is a pit that you fight in for the multiplayer. That's interesting. Battlefield 4. They've announced their premium things before the game's been released, which is a change. Don't you think?
I want to buy a game, and have the game be complete.
Well, it will be complete if you buy the premium edition.
No.
And get all five digital expansion packs. So it's crazy because, of course, they've already announced all their expansions, like, before the game's out, which is kind of crazy. But of course, you know, they've got to try and sell the premium ones. So, Second Assault, China Rising, Naval Strike, Dragon's Teeth, and Final Stand. You also get 2 weeks early access to all the expansions, unique personalization options, primary position in server queues, new content every week, and 12 bonus Battlefield 4 battle packs. And you can also transfer your Battlefield 4 premium membership from 360 to Xbox One and PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4.
Xbox One!
If you happen to pick it up.
If you happen to buy it on an inferior console, even if the new ones are coming out within weeks.
But to be fair, I mean, there's at least, well, I don't know, I suppose it depends when the Xbox One's coming out, but, like, you know, if you can't wait for Battlefield 4 and you pick it up on PS3, you've got to wait a month for it to come out on PS4.
Oh, a month, that's so long.
Or you could, of course, pick it up on PC
and have the best experience.
What it's made for. EA also announced that their upcoming Command and Conquer stuff that they're doing campaign missions for it, which are episodic. So single player and co-op episodic missions. So that's different. Because it's a
free
game.
Yeah, after
they
buried the franchise with their previous releases,
yeah.
Now they have no choice but to make it free and hope someone somewhere might download and play it. Forget it.
But it's coming out later this year. And then Sims 4.
Woo! Is out in March, isn't it?
I've just got 2014 down here.
Someone told me March.
Yeah?
It might just be someone who doesn't know told me.
Well, this was an EA press release.
EA
Sports. So yeah, coming out 2014.
With £500 worth of add-on packs.
New technology. Sims like never before. I mean, it's the Sims.
Sims, it's a new Sims game. It will have improved graphics. Yeah. Improved, obviously, up for debate. Because it's got a new style.
And then, of course, it'll just be the basic for the start. And then there'll be the expansion
to allow you to leave
your house. The expansion to allow you to have pets. The expansion to allow you to go out at night. The expansion to allow you to go on holiday. This is me going off Sims 1 expansions, though.
Yeah, they re-release them every time.
Yeah. So they're also doing a collector's edition they've already announced.
That comes with a Plumbob.
Yep, a Plumbob statue, if you pre-order it. Or an interactive Plumbob statue.
Yeah, you plug it into your computer and it lights up or something.
Oh, really? The Creator's Guide hardcover book, Life of the Party digital content, Up All Night digital content, and The Sims 4 digital soundtrack. You'll be able to buy it standard release as well, of course. And it's coming out 2014 for PC. No console announcements as of yet, but then I don't know how well Sims 3 did on consoles, so I suppose it depends.
Not very, and if it does come out on consoles, it'll be dumbed down for the noobs.
What if they released it on Xbox One and PS4?
With keyboard and mouse support. Maybe you could get away with it. Anyway, other EA news, they've actually made some cool changes to Origin.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
No, I don't think so.
No, so basically they let you have refunds on digital games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you buy a game within 7 days... if you buy a game, you have 7 days to return it. Or 24 hours after you first launched it.
Oh, so is it if you don't launch it within 7 days... you can get a refund.
No, you've got 7 days to get the refund if you don't launch it.
Yeah, so you don't touch the game, but a week later you're like, I shouldn't have paid, I don't know, £30 for SimCity.
Yeah. So there's lots of terms and conditions about it.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I'm not even going to read through all that. Blah, 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 blah. Not necessarily is valid for third-party games at the moment.
Oh, so only like EA
released. EA first party, but since EA, let's face it, they've already gone on Origin.
Well, that's the only real reason for Origin, isn't it?
Refunds may not be necessarily supported for any sort of promo offers.
Oh, what, so if you buy something on sale, you might not be able to get a refund.
Which is good, because obviously now if you buy your EA game and it's shit and doesn't work, you're not stuffed like you are on Steam. So that's really good, and Steam, obviously, come on, you need to follow up with that.
Hmm. It's nice them adding this as a thing. I mean, of course, some people will be like, but I want to play it for a few days and know if I like it or not. It's like, you don't get to do that. That's not how it works. But the fact that they give you 24 hours from launching the game is quite nice, because, as you say, if the game just doesn't want to work for some reason...
You're not stuck.
It could be that it's an old game and for some reason it just doesn't work properly. Like, I mean, I bought Bioshock on Steam and that didn't have audio. I reckon it probably does now, but there was a bug with it and they hadn't released a patch. And it's like, oh, well, that's a bit screwed, isn't it?
Yes, that's really good. So props to EA for doing that.
Yeah, that's really nice. I wonder if other people will follow at all.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe. How's it going, Gabe? You fucking manzy. Yeah, so come on, Steam, catch up, because I'm buying games on Origin now. In fact, the last 10 games I've bought have all had Origin codes.
Was that from a Humble Bundle?
Shut up. Only 6 of them had Steam codes. I counted.
New releases this week.
I thought you were going to open in that game. Because you kept clicking on it, and I was like, is he going to do Name That Game?
No, we're not doing Name That Game this week.
Name That Game this week.
It's already 50 minutes in, and
we haven't even started. Can very quickly go over the releases.
So first up, out today, because Gaming House is late, is Final Fantasy XIV A Realm Reborn. This is out on PC, Windows, and PlayStation 3, with whatever custom shite operating system that uses. There's a collector's edition, which is more expensive, and that comes with a soundtrack and other crap. Yes, MMO. So yeah, if you like your MMO games,
if you enjoy Final Fantasy 11,
that means it's a subscription game for all the kids out there who are going to buy it. And then, oh, mommy, it doesn't work. So yeah, it's similar price to WoW, £9 a month. Rayman Legends is up next. That's probably the biggest release, in my opinion, that loads of people have been waiting for like a year, and now it's finally coming out, and it's not as good as it was.
Did I tell you why they said they didn't do smart glass support?
No.
They claimed smart glass isn't responsive enough for it to work how they want it to within the game.
Fair enough.
Because, of course, the kind of interactions that Murphy has on the Wii U pad is, you know, it's like a little game.
Well, the thing with
itself.
Smart glass is it connects two ways.
Yeah.
So if it can figure out, oh, the Xbox is on this IP address on your local network, it will connect over the local network. If that fails, rather than it just failing and giving you an error message and say, smart glass don't work, it connects over the internet. So if your smart glass device connects over the internet, like your iPhone or whatever crap that doesn't have the necessary local area network support to resolve its own bloody IP address, then it connects over the internet, and then you get, boom, obviously large latency.
I suppose as well the thing is that, you know, if they want to support smart glass, a lot of devices allow smart glass support now, but you'd want it to be on a large screen, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you want it on a tablet.
Like a gamepad. But yeah, so Rayman Legends, it's pretty cool. You can download the demo off Xbox 360,
yeah, it's still really
PS3,
good.
Wii U. It's
great... obviously better than crappy Origins. No offense.
It feels like they've made it easier as well.
That's good for me.
But, of course, the levels you can pick are demo levels, so, you know, they've been...
noobed up,
made to a certain kind of quality,
but so. It's good. Obviously the Wii U version is still the best.
Yeah, if I was to buy any console, if I had a Wii U, I would totally buy on the Wii U.
It's probably worth buying a Wii U for it.
But this is the reason why I was going to buy a Wii U.
You're not buying a Wii U.
But it was the reason I was going to buy one.
You're not buying a Wii U.
I know, but it was the reason I was going to buy one, but then it got delayed, so I didn't.
And then it got multi-formatted, so
yeah.
It's like,
and then I was like, really, why are you doing
really?
This?
Really?
It's also coming out on PC and PlayStation Vita as well, as well as the Wii U, PS3, Xbox.
Lost Planet 3 is also out, so if you like your man crash landing on a planet, finding himself lost. Actually, no, he didn't crash land. He's there to set up a colony or something. That's the story behind this one. And then
there's been like no advertising for this game at all.
Yeah, I mean, Lost
it's
Planet
just kinda coming
cares?
Out.
Killer is Dead is also coming out.
Lost Planet's on PC as well as consoles.
Yeah, we know it's on whatever it's on.
Killer is Dead's cool. It's different.
Tell me why it's cool.
It's a pseudo game.
Oh, God. We don't need more of that.
So Killer is Dead's a 360 PS3 game. It's based around a
dead person, who's a killer.
A killer for hire, and to do with also the moon. The moon's a big thing in it, so going on the moon and stuff like that, and killing people.
The moon. We kill people on the moon.
Well, the moon's got a big like in thing moon. With the game. But yeah, so think like No More Heroes, where you're always, you know, you've got hits to do. But in No More Heroes, of course, you're killing the number one or the ranking person above you. Whereas with this, you're just killing lots of people. And you're like, oh, you got to kill this person now.
Yeah, Madden NFL 25/14 is also coming out.
It's on 360 and PS3. This is, of course, coming out on Xbox One, potentially over here. Even though they don't really sell over here, do they?
I don't know. I once saw someone buy it.
I remember selling a copy to one person at one point.
Sold a copy to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a car boot sale for £2. We've also got One Piece Pirate Warriors 2.
Yes.
What the hell is this?
One Piece is an anime series.
Oh, isn't it?
Yep. And it's coming out on 360 and PS3. So these games kind of come out, you know, I suppose the term is once in the blue moon. So you don't really get these games released over here that frequently. I know a One Piece game came out on 3DS, I think, or DS, maybe a few months back.
Or Game Boy Pocket.
Or Game Boy Pocket. So we've got that. Etrian Odyssey 4 Legends of the Titan. It's a 3DS strategy game. It's got a lovely cover. I think the cover's beautiful. It's an Atlus game. There is a demo on the Nintendo eShop. Download it if you're not sure if you want to buy this game. If you're a strategy fan, like a turn-based... I think it's Squares. Actually, no. Is it a dungeon-y? I think it's a mixture of dungeon stuff and strategy stuff and RPG elements as well.
Wow.
They just announced a new one as well, I believe.
Cool.
But over in America land, because Atlus published games over there, whereas over here, we have to see if Nintendo pick games up or other publishers. Around the World with Hello Kitty and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
This is a 3DS game. This is for trying to teach kids about other countries.
Good luck.
So I played a little bit of this at E3. Although, you know, you can say it's trying to teach kids stuff, but to a certain extent it's also, you know, it doesn't really work that way. But so, like, you're dressing up Hello Kitty and you're going shopping and you can buy, like, Big Ben and stuff and learn about, you know, landmarks from countries and the flags and stuff like that. So, you know, kids will get a little bit from it, maybe. Or they might just not learn anything. But it's trying with, you know, a
do you know a better way of teaching kids stuff? Stop letting them play on computer games and these TV programs.
TV programs?
Yeah.
It's TV
back
evil.
When I was a kid, TV was the evil thing. Now it's games. Next is going to be those scooter things they write about on. It's those scooter things. They always find it out on news and they're not learning anything. Isn't that right?
Who says that?
I know, some old woman.
And then we've got Port Royale 3 Gold Edition.
We shouldn't even mention that.
Why?
It's already out.
Is it?
Just not the Gold Edition.
Well, yeah, but still, the Gold Edition, you know, has all the
crap with it.
The crap from previous releases.
Because let's re-release. Yeah. Bethesda style. We have 5 versions of Skyrim.
This is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC as well. Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's a dungeon crawler, but it's turn-based. That is Etrian Odyssey, by the way.
Okay, thank you for that important information.
Well, because I said it was mainly a turn-based strategy game, so then you think things like Fire Emblem and Vandal Hearts and Suikoden and stuff like that. So yeah, and that's all the releases for this week. Quite a few releases. More stuff, of course, coming out next week.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys next week.
Coming into September.
And next week we've got more fun stuff to talk about, which is, oh my god, Rome 2 is out tomorrow, which is next week's show.
Yeah.